Thank you. Welcome to When Christmas Hurts. Tonight is the longest night of the year. And as we look outside and we see the darkness, it is a reminder to us that not all is merry and bright this season. For many of us, Christmas is difficult and hard. And so as much as we might desire to sing joy to the world with all of our hearts, as much as we might wish that we can proclaim that it's the happiest season of all, as much as we might want to simply have a wonderful Christmas time, the truth of the matter is there are things that weigh us down and that hold us back. Some of us come here tonight missing people that we have loved and lost. Some of us come here tonight scarred by past pain and abuse and rejection. Some of us come here tonight worn down by this pandemic, especially our healthcare workers who have witnessed so many people suffering and who have given so much of themselves. Whatever it is that you come here with tonight, you are in a safe space and you can come as you are. That very first Christmas, Jesus came into our world just as it was, and he experienced its hurt in all of its fullness. He has cried tears of mourning. He has felt the anguish of pain. He has bore the burden of other people's suffering. He knows what it's like. He gets it. And so we do not need to hide our hurt away. But rather tonight, Jesus invites us to share our hurt with him so that healing can begin and hope can enter in. Tonight, we light this candle to remember his presence with us, even and especially in the midst of our hurting.
Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne. Souls in stillness wait for you, Lord. Our souls in stillness wait Truly our hope is in you. Truly our hope is in you. O Lord of life, our only hope, your radiance shines on all who look to you in the dark. Emmanuel, come, come light our hearts. O Lord of life, our only hope, your radiance shines on all who look to you in the dark. Emmanuel, come, come light our hearts. For you, O Lord, our souls in stillness wait. For you, O Lord, our souls in stillness wait. Truly our hope is in you. Truly our hope is in you. Souls in stillness wait. For you, O Lord, our souls in stillness wait. Truly our hope is in you. Truly our hope is in you.
Would you pray with me, please? Each time that I say the phrase, Lord, hear our prayer, if you would respond and in your merciful love, answer. Let's pray together. God of wisdom, we come to you this Christmas season tired, in turmoil, and in pain. As the nights have grown longer, so has darkness grown and wrapped itself around our hearts. In this season of longest night, we ask your healing blessing upon all that we carry in our hearts. Sorrow we fear may never end. Wounds we cannot even put into words. Lord, hear our prayer, and in your merciful love, answer. God of mercy and compassion, there are those among us who are grieving over what might have been. Death or loss or terrible hurt has changed our experience of Christmas. We remember that once it was a special day for us too, but someone or something precious has gone away from us in this life. We have lost a beloved, a job, a goal, a cause, a dream. We find ourselves adrift and alone. We are weary from the journey, and we have found no room at the inn. We come to you seeking rest and peace and shelter from the storm. Lord, hear our prayer, and in your merciful love, answer. God of grace, in the spirit of the season, grant us all that we need to comfort us as we journey through this Christmas season. We ask that you shelter and sustain all those of us, both here and throughout the world, who wander, who want, who weep, who are heavy laden, that we may be lifted up in courage and journey on in thy peace. Lord, hear our prayer, and in your merciful love, answer. God of love, in this Christmas season, we embrace and offer up to you all that used to be, which is now lost to us and cannot be again. With celebration all around us, memories of what was and fears of what may be weigh heavy on our hearts. Please hold us close in your embrace. Be near to us this night until the light returns and morning comes. Lord, hear our prayer, and in your merciful love, answer. Amen.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. And come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. And now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, and live. And sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So lift your sky as dark and pause the rain. So cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, and final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, and live. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live.
Lead us in these words from Psalm 22. I will lead us, and then there will be some words that are bold and underline, which will be our response together. Again, this is from Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, so far from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer. and by night, but I find no rest. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. It was you who brought me from the womb, you who kept me safe on my mother's breast. Since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. God does not despise the affliction of the afflicted. God does not hide from me. When I cry to God, God hears me. Thanks be to God.
Hey, Broadway family. My name is Chelsea Kickert. I attend the Greenwood campus on Sunday mornings at 10:30 with my husband, Tim, and sons, Reed, Jude, and Miles, ages 8, 6, and 4. Tim and I grew up in Somerset, Kentucky, and at 18, we moved to Bowling Green to attend WKU. We became members of Broadway around the time that we graduated college in 2008, got married at the Melrose campus, and have been attending the Greenwood campus ever since it became the Greenwood campus. I am equal parts honored and terrified to share with you all tonight about why the holidays are hard for me. But we can do hard things. We were made to do hard things. As 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can work through me." This verse has been working on this type A gal all my life, and I don't think it will let me down tonight. Holidays weren't always hard. Actually, they were fantastic. I had a magical childhood with two parents that loved me, loved my siblings, they loved each other, and more importantly, they loved God. Sure, I had experienced loss at different times, but nothing like the loss I experienced in 2016, the loss of my mother. After battling cancer for over 2 years, my mom's suffering ended, and she was set free from her pain on June the 18th, 2016. While this gave us peace in the days and moments that followed, the weeks that followed became hard to bear. My thoughts went straight to, why her and why me? I mean, I was 29 years old with two young children. Didn't I need her more than God did? I was so, so sad. And if I'm being honest, I was angry. I would sit on the back porch most nights after the kids went to bed, and sometimes even waking in the middle of the night, talking to her and God and crying, looking at the stars. I often questioned, what next? What do I do now? Well, ask and you shall receive. It was on one of those dark and sad nights that it became very clear what my next step would be. My mother had been the most amazing woman in my life. She had been a wife, sister, daughter, x-ray tech, PTA president, nursing home visitor, Sunday school teacher, peanut butter ball maker, you name it. But to me, motherhood was her greatest role. Every title she held had the same common theme. Love. Love for people. In that moment, I realized she'd given me everything I needed to be a great mother too. She taught me love, compassion, patience, perseverance, all of the things. And it was time for the next chapter in my life to begin, being a mother to the motherless. Tim and I had always had a desire to expand our family through adoption. We had discussed it years prior, but we never felt it was the right time. The reality is, it's never the right time for a child to become parentless either. And as the saying goes, where there was great loss, there was also great love. I wanted to choose love in that moment and from then on. Because while sadness is healthy, it is necessary, and I love a good cry. It's not the place that God chooses for us to stay. And so Tim and I got to work on our next chapter, choosing love. 2017 was filled with reminders of mom throughout our adoption process. I sat down with my dad to tell him about our plans for our family, expanding through adoption, how we felt our child was waiting for us in China. And afterwards, one of the first things my dad said to me was, "You know, your mother always wanted to adopt." Phew, talk about goosebumps. I had never heard that before. And while this was always our plan, we hadn't really shared that with many family or friends up to this point. It felt like she was in the other recliner in my childhood living room, squealing with joy for us in this new journey. Mom showed up the night we had our adoption fundraiser at Blaze Pizza, too. I was just telling my dad and sister how I would have loved for her to have been there. I was so excited, but I was nervous because the weather wasn't ideal for a night out for pizza. And then, rainbow. Just like the double rainbow on the day of her funeral. And like the days that I would feel most alone in the world, missing her terribly, she would, in her own way, show up. God has not forgotten about me, just as he has not forgotten about you. He's not forgotten that I need to see her in my kids' belly laughs, feel her as I snuggle up in her old college sweatshirt at night, or hear her on phone calls with my sister. When we say yes to things God has put on our heart, it leads to the most rewarding and most challenging experiences. We brought Miles home in January 2018 after an 18-day trip to China, and it wasn't long before God was pushing me for more. More community, more connection, more resources for adoptive and fostering families here in our congregation. While I didn't want to lead a ministry, it seems that God's plans are not always our plans. I got together with Pastor Wayne and Mary Lee Forrest to share my heart, and soon after, the FAVE ministry was born, Foster and Adoption Village. The FAVE ministry has done some incredible things in the last 2 years. We've given donations to Living Hope's Foster Closet, volunteered several times at Juju's Foster Date Night program, which allows fostering parents in Warren County to have a night out while their foster and biological children have a safe and fun evening in, free of charge. FAVE has given thousands of dollars to families adopting in Broadway and also thousands to families adopting outside of our congregation. We have a monthly meeting, pre-pandemic, to share highs and lows, prayer requests, ideas for connection and community, church outreach, etc. My family is now very familiar with the need in the Bowling Green community for foster parents, so much so that we are in the process of becoming foster parents ourselves. In the next few months, our home will be open to love on children, possibly for the first time in their lives. While we are nervous about this new chapter, we are also humbled and grateful to be used in this way to show God's love. This beautiful ministry has given me a way to channel my sadness and loss into something focused on love. 1 John 4:19 has become a family mantra of ours. We love because he first loved us. It's because of this verse and so many others that we can put our hope in him in times of trial and tribulation. He will bring us through to the other side. I certainly would have chosen to spend the greater portion of my life without my mother here on earth, but I can choose to be thankful for the years I had with her and the woman that she has empowered me to become. This year marks our fifth Christmas without her. And while I still have times, especially near the holidays, that I miss her so terribly it brings me to tears, I remember that I am here for a purpose. And following that purpose has been one of my greatest joys in life. Please know that I am praying for you too this holiday season. May God fill you with a peace that surpasses all understanding. Love you, friends, and thank you for letting me share with you tonight.
Will your grace run out if I let you down? 'Cause all I know is how to run. I am a sinner. If it's not one thing, it's another. Caught up in words, tangled in lives. But you are a savior, and you take brokenness aside and make it beautiful, beautiful. Will you call when I tell you lies? 'Cause all
cry. Cause I am a sinner. If it's not one thing, it's another. Caught up in words, tangled in lies. But you are the Savior, and you take brokenness aside and make it beautiful, beautiful. You make it beautiful. Brokenness aside and make it beautiful, beautiful. Cause I am a sinner. If it's not one thing, it's another. Caught up in words, tangled in lies. Oh yeah, but you are a Savior, and you take brokenness aside and make it beautiful, beautiful. You make it beautiful, beautiful. Lord, you make it beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you for sharing this sacred time with us. As we prepare to go, would you pray with me, please? Almighty God, we thank you for your constant love and for the blessings of this day. We know that even when we cannot see or feel you, still you are there. Help us to remember you and to listen for your voice in the words of family, friends, and strangers. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may know you as you reveal yourself in the world and in our lives. Let the light of your Holy Spirit shine like these candles in the darkness, lighting the way for all who feel despair, lost, or forgotten. And grant that it may come to dwell so deeply in our hearts that when we leave this place, it may shine on for us and for those we meet along the way. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.